Menachos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Base 13:2. If he says Harei Alai Mincha, or if he says Harei Alai Min HaMincha, both those cases, what it means is he's talking about a singular offering, but he's talking about an offering. So Mincha means I'm committing to bring a Mincha, and Min HaMincha means a certain type of Mincha. But again, he doesn't describe which type of Mincha he has. So Yavi Echas, he brings one Mincha. If he, like subject to the machlokas of the previous Mishnah here, whether it's solus or any type of the halachas, he brings any type of mincha, just one of them. Again, no great chidushim there. It's just the base case setting up. If he says menachos, meaning he says harei alai menachos, I commit to bringing meal offerings. Or if he says min hamenachos, meaning he says harei alai min hamenachos, I commit to bringing a certain type of meal offerings, plural. So then, yavishtaim. Again, the halacha is he can bring whichever type he wants. He said a specific type. He didn't say which type it was. He didn't have any particular type in mind, so he can bring any of the five types, according to the halacha. Rehuda disagrees. And how many does he bring? He brings two menachos, because he used the language of plural, menachos, and we assume he meant the minimum. Again, he didn't have any specific in mind. If he says perashti v'enu yodea ma perashti, he says, oh no, I definitely had a specific type of mincha in mind when I said I'm bringing a mincha. However, he just doesn't remember which of the five types he had in mind. So then, yavi chamishtan, he has to bring all five types. Because he's saying, I committed to bring a mincha and I had a specific type in mind, that's what I committed to. I just don't remember, was it a solus, a machvas, marcheshes, solus, machvas, marcheshes, rakikin, or chalos? I don't remember. So then he has to bring all five to make sure he's fulfilling his obligation. And with each of the five, he'll basically make a tanai. He'll say, if this is the mincha I committed to, the specific type, then it should come to fulfill my obligation. And if not, I'm bringing it now as another voluntary offering. If he says, Peirashti mincha shel esronim, ve'en yodea ma peirashti. If he says, I was committed to bring a single mincha, but I had in mind when I said it that I'm going to bring it of a mincha that includes multiple esronim of flour, multiple gallons of flour. But I now just can't recall how many gallons that was. Then, yavi mincha shel shishim isaron. Says Tanakama, okay. Then you'll have to bring the biggest possible mincha, which, as we said before, is 60 esronot. That's the biggest mincha. You can't do bigger than 60. It'll become two. So therefore, for sure, he couldn't be more than 60. So he has to bring one of 60. And essentially, if he only had in mind, let's say he was thinking 30, when he made the commitment originally, he just can't remember. So then half of the mincha is going to be voluntary flour, and half will be obligatory flour, because he obligated himself. And they commingle. And Tanakama here holds that that's okay. In other words, the Tanakhama holds there's no problem with commingling obligatory and non-obligatory mincha flour in the single mincha. That's not a problem. So that's what he should do. Rebbe Omer, no. Rebbe says, Yavi menacho shel esronim me'echad v'ad shishim. Rebbe says, you can't do that. It's not a thing to combine in one mincha obligatory and non-obligatory flour. You're not allowed to do that. So, since you're not allowed to do that, you're forced to bring discrete menachos. You have to bring a mincha with one isaron, because maybe that was your obligation, but maybe it wasn't. So then you have to also bring with two isaronos. And if maybe that was your obligation, you have to bring with three, all the way up to 60. That way, you'll know you brought a mincha with the requisite amount, the part that you were mitchayev yourself, you obligated yourself, that you don't remember how much it was. And that one will be brought as an obligation, and the others will be voluntary. If you do the math, it comes out that it's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 up to 60, gets you to 1,830. So he has to bring 1,830 isronos, called the gallons, of flour, divided up into 60 menachos, like we described. Halacha does not follow Rebbe, so that means, indeed, if a person committed to bringing a mincha with a number of isronos, but he doesn't remember how many he had in mind, so then he brings one of 60, the biggest possible, and he has in mind that whatever flour is included that meets his obligation should do his obligation, and the rest should be voluntary.